www.harunyahya.com.
True natures of all believers are morally perfect. Allah creates all things together with their destinies. Everything created by Allah, human beings, animals, plants, and other objects, all has its own destiny. Every human being is born together with a destiny chosen for him by Allah and adorned with thousands or even millions of details. He lives that destiny at every moment of his life with every breath he takes. And when the time comes to die, Allah, our Almighty Creator, takes that person's soul at the moment and in the place determined in his destiny. The destinies of sincere Muslims who fear Allah and make obtaining His approval their aim in the life are always created together with a great deal of beauty. Everything is beautiful for a Muslim. In the same way that blessings are beautiful, so the difficulties, troubles, sicknesses, and temporary sufferings of this world that Allah creates as part of the test, and the pressure and threats from unbelievers described by Allah in the Quran are all blessings that turn into beauty for believers. Everything that may appear to be difficult and troublesome when looked at from a superficial perspective far removed from the moral values of the Quran turns into infinite beauty in this world and also in the hereafter, where our real lives are lived, for Muslims possessed of faith and fortitude. Muslims always enjoy a positive state of mind that comes from the awareness and joy of knowing they are living out their destinies. They look at everything that Allah confronts them within this world as containing wisdom and a means of obtaining Allah's approval in the hereafter. Nothing can cause a Muslim any sorrow or unhappiness. An honest person who knows that Allah dislikes such a state of mind in believers constantly lives with the joy bestowed by the existence of Allah, His infinite greatness and His creation of all things in the most perfect form. Omniscient and eternal Allah, who is mighty enough to create all things, also creates in the most perfect form in the hereafter, and this is one of the happiest tidings for Muslim in this world. The excitement that comes from love of Allah, the fervor of living by the moral values of the religion, and knowing that one is constantly drawing closer to the hereafter, the one destination at the end of the very brief life of this world, keep Muslims always optimistic, alive, active, and strong in mind. Someone who lives in such a state of mind is always hopeful of Allah and always positive. It is in his destiny to be always smiling and to look on everything positively and with the perspective that Allah demands of us in the Quran. People around him feel the warmth of the moral values of the religion and the superior moral values of the Quran through his facial expression, words and behavior. He is always inclined to speak the finest words and encourages Muslims and looks for the best in everything. A Muslim reveals all the beauty created in his destiny in the details of his life. Deniers are also created by the will of Allah with a destiny. Allah creates everything with His omniscience and infinite wisdom. The life of a believer who adopts his own earthly desires as his purpose in life rather than the approval of Allah is devoid of all beauty and all the blessings that Allah bestows on Muslims. Deniers are deprived of the greatest blessings that Allah bestows on men, such as faith, an untroubled conscience, peace, love and fear of Allah, and fervor for the hereafter. The physical blessings that Allah bestows on such people as He wishes as part of the test, such as health and wealth, will turn into eternal suffering in the hereafter for unbelievers. Deniers can enjoy none of the blessings that Muslims are given in this world and can never attain happiness, which Allah reveals He will bestow on believers alone. Characteristics created in Muslims' destiny, such as enjoying beauty, loving for the sake of Allah, altruism, loyalty, cleanliness, inner peace, foregoing one's own rights, and always behaving in a moral way, do not have the same effect on a denier's heart. They do not look for beauty in that way. Human characteristics are of no interest to them. They lack the sensitivity possessed by Muslims. In terms of sensitivity of spirit and other aspects of behavior, they literally exhibit the kind of moral values that more resemble those of animals. Allah has created animals with all these features because that is how He wants them to be in their destiny. They all act and behave as determined in their destiny. Their physical appearances and reactions are those created with great wisdom by Allah. In the same way, someone who is irritable, proud, unable to control himself, who mocks others, who is unaware that Allah creates events and who imagines he has some independent power of his own, surely Allah is beyond that, displays such behavior because that is how Allah has created them in destiny. Human beings are entities with the attribute of being able to control their souls and train their worldly desires. They think deeply and perceive all details. They delight in beauty, and their souls are inclined toward beauty and cleanliness. But animals are devoid of these superior features that Allah has inspired in the human soul alone. Since that is how they are created, that is how they live. Allah describes the situation of people devoid of human characteristics as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Have you seen him who has taken his whims and desires to be his God? Will you then be his guardian? Surah Al-Furqan, verse 43. Do you suppose that most of them hear or understand? They are just like cattle. Indeed, they are even more astray. Surah Al-Furqan, verse 44. As Allah reveals in His verses, deniers are like animals or even more unaware. In the same way that Allah creates animals in the form they display in their destiny, deniers exhibit similar features in their destiny and are distinguished from Muslims in a most evident manner.